They were both a long way from home, and both were starting new jobs in beautiful Bridgeport, Connecticut. In both cases, they hadn't really found places to live, so the two of them were set up in the University Club of Bridgeport. And the rooms at the University Club of Bridgeport were a little bit smaller and older than your first college dorm room. It did have one good thing. At night, there was a bartender, there was a bar, and there was a big chunk of cheese. So you could have a little snack and something to drink. But after that, you needed to go get something to eat, unless you brought it home from the grocery store or something. These two guys got to be pretty good friends. One was from Nebraska, the other one from Pennsylvania. The Pennsylvania guy had a family back in Pittsburgh, and he was transferred in by GE to start a new job. The Nebraska guy, of course, was working for Remington Arms. They didn't really get to know each other at the university club. They got to know each other at a red light. And the Nebraska guy had a car. The Pennsylvania guy had to walk a couple of blocks to a bus stop. And there he stood at the bus stop when the Nebraska guy pulled up in his car. He thought, well, what the heck? I'll give him a ride. So he rolled down the window and says, hop in. So the guy came over and hopped in. They introduced themselves. Hi, I'm Kenny. And the other guy said, hi, I'm Bill. Where are you going? He said, General Electric. Well, I don't know where that is yet, so you'll have to point. And he did. And he got him to work. It so happened that the Nebraska guy got off about 30 minutes before the GE guy. So he drove from Remington over to the GE, waited for him, picked him up, and took him back to the university club. It was there that they were having their drink and their cheese treats when the two of them decided, well, we might as well go out and eat together. And they did. There was one restaurant that had all-you-can-eat chicken on Monday and all-you-can-eat fish on Wednesday. So they did both of those places. But one of their favorites was a New England-style diner. If you think of a silver railroad car stuck in the middle of a block with a little parking lot, you got the idea. There was a counter, and behind the counter was a big grill, and usually a big guy by the big grill, dressed in white, white apron, white towel over his shoulder, a mound of hash browns on one side of the grill, a mound of bacon on the other. And they fit these guys to the T, because both of them loved breakfast. You could get a little fancier. You get away from the counter and the round seats. There are some tables along the window side of the diner. And this particular night, they took the window seats, and they were going to eat fancy. Now, by fancy at a diner usually means the blue plate special, whatever the cook decided to cook that day. And today was fried chicken. So GE, or the guy's name was Spivey, decided to have the fried chicken dinner. Our friend at Remington, he went for the Denver omelet. So they're chatting away. Pretty soon, here came the coffee in the white cup, and right behind it were the plates with dinner. So they were still sitting there visiting when Spivey looked down at his fried chicken, and he looked up and he said, the chicken breast just moved. So the Remington guy said, you're nuts. He said, no, look. And they looked at it. Sure enough, the chicken breast moved. So Spivey took the glass of water he had. He dumped it on the floor. He lifted the chicken breast. And sure enough, there's a big cockroach under it. So he puts a glass upside down and traps the roach right in the middle of the plate. He summons the cook over, and he could hardly talk. He just pointed at the glass. The cook looked at the glass upside down in the blue plate special with the cockroach running around inside of the glass. So he slides his hand under the glass. He takes his apron and he sticks it in the glass and he proceeds to crush this cockroach on the side of the glass. And he says to Spivey, "You won't have to pay for your dinner." And he looked at the Remington guy and he said, "But you'll have to pay for the Denver omelet." And the Remington guy looked at him, he said, "You gotta be crazy, man. The meat in this Denver omelet is the same color as that roach. I'm not paying for that." He said, "I think you'll have to pay for that. Sorry, sir." So the two of them got up and they left. And the next morning, there was a call into the Department of Health at the Bridgeport City building. We don't know whatever happened at that diner, but they never went back. Have a good day. Bye.